Welcome back to the Level Asian Podcast. We're kicking things off with our first guest back in a minute, Sydney Food Boy. In this episode, he spills all the tea from his wedding and dishes, his favorite food spots traveling around Europe on his honeymoon, and he also shares the advice he wishes every bride and groom knew before the big day, as well as the highs and lows of life as a content creator. If you've missed our guest chats, you're in for a good one.
Before we get started on today's episode, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the land of the Darug people. We would like to acknowledge and pay respects to our elders past and present and the next generation coming through. Now, onto today's episode.
Well, you want to kick it off?
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
She Viv came to me before and she's like, do you know what questions you're going to ask? And I was like, no. She's like, me neither.
Yeah, just roll with it, right?
Ah, cool. That's the best. It's just a catch up with friends.
Yeah, next minute we're like interrogating you.
No, please.
Yeah. You want to know about the wedding, right?
Yeah, I want to know about the wedding. Okay. But this is also why we have Kel behind the camera, which is
she's here.
Do you want to introduce Kel?
This is Kelly, my wife, or the voice of.
Well, no one can see, but if you're listening.
She's sitting there watching us.
I'm glad that she came so then I can specifically ask the details about the wedding because I don't think you'll know.
Hey, man, don't overlook how much I know, okay?
Who planned the wedding?
Yeah, both of us, but mostly Kel. Mostly Kel.
So who planned the wedding, Kel?
I would say mainly me.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Look, it was probably like 70-30 or 75-25.
Yeah, what do you reckon the split is? 100-0?
Lobby?
He's in help.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Which parts?
I think actually towards the end, he sort of picked up.
No, I helped out throughout the whole process, But like little by little and then towards the end, big by big, you know?
Yeah. Big by big.
But it's not that I just like picked it up at the end. That's right, yeah.
I think he just works really well under pressure.
Like cramming for an exam, basically.
Yeah.
Give him too much time, the man doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think towards the end, I was like a bit overwhelmed with the decisions I had.
100%.
Yeah.
You're near the end.
I gave him like roles like, oh, can you pick the music? Like all that stuff.
Yeah.
And all that extra stuff.
The tiny little details.
Yeah. That's right. And I did it all.
Or she did it all. You did the final details. Anyway, okay. Well, why don't we start from top level and then move our way down into the details.
Okay.
First question is, did you have a tea ceremony?
Yes, we did. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. On the same day.
Whoa. Yeah. What time did you have to wake up?
I think it was 3.
Oh, God damn.
Something early, yeah.
Yeah, because the thing with girls' makeup and hair is like the bride and the bridesmaids, you know, they're all getting together and everyone does like 1 hour of makeup and hair at a time. Mm-hmm. So everyone has to be there.
Yeah.
You know, like for like a 4 to 5 hour period.
Oh, even though you're not getting your makeup worked on at the same time.
Yeah, sitting there, yeah.
Do you get yours done first or last?
I had a makeup, separate makeup and separate hair. So I think I started with either makeup or hair first and then I did the other one later.
Got it.
Yeah. She had to wake up really, really early.
What time did you wake up?
I was like, hey, bro. What time was it? Probably like 5:30.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
For a tea ceremony. Because it started like probably like 7 o'clock or something.
It started
like
at 8.
Oh, okay.
Started at 8, yeah. So it wasn't a very traditional tea ceremony in that, you know, like, traditional Chinese style, you go to the fella's house, you know, and then the whole family transports over to the bride's house, and you go like that. Due to time constraints and stuff, and just to make it a little bit less stressful, and we just did the bride's house.
Did you play the games and stuff like that?
Yeah.
You still play the games.
So that's still like traditional to an extent, but it wasn't like traditional Chinese style. You go to the bride's house to, you know, take the
fetch
bride.
Fetch the bride type thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then you go back or something like that. But we didn't do that.
Gotcha. It's fine. You have to chill.
Yeah.
And then background-wise, why did you guys choose to have a tea ceremony? Because a lot of couples are choosing not to do tea ceremonies now.
I think it's important to, you know, upstand your traditions, you know, shout out your culture. A lot of the older gen, like grandma, older aunties, like it's definitely something that they expect. And for us, it's a way to like pay respect, not just to our, you know, living relatives, but to our ancestors as well.
Mm. Yeah. It's a more Chinese heritage.
Yeah.
Sorry, we got a dog incoming.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, how you doing today, mate?
She's silent now. So what's your background and what's Kel's background?
My family is Chinese Diju. They grew up in Cambodia. So like distant relatives, like, I don't know, was that Chaoshan somewhere?
Yeah.
And Kel's family, very similar background actually. Like
My parents are Chinese, but they were born in Cambodia.
Yeah.
Moved to Vietnam and then, yeah. But when I ask my parents, like, what, like, where in China are you from? They don't know. They don't really
Oh, it's a bit visual. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think how it is in Cambodia, the Chinese community is mainly digital. Yeah. In Vietnam, it's like digital and Cantonese.
Yeah.
So you'll get a bit of a mix. And then when you go places like Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, it's like digital, Hakka, Hokkien, bit of Cantonese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's talking about Chinese migration and stuff.
Yeah. The weeds of it.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the tea ceremony? Throwing it to both of you.
Oh, the food.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You got catering, remember, was it? Or something?
We did, yeah.
What was it?
We did Top Ride Baker House.
Nice.
Fun me.
Damn.
Yum.
So four different flavors. I think we ordered 40 cut into half, so we had 80 halves all together to spread around. And then we had a lot of Vietnamese catering from Mama Lee's Vietnamese kitchen, which is like a home caterer.
The good stuff.
Yeah. So we had like a whole table spread. It was crazy.
Yum.
Yeah, everyone left.
You had a coffee cart as well there, or was that at that wedding?
We did have a coffee cart. That was Mason Coffee. They weren't doing matcha at the time, but I think they are now.
Sad.
They have a matcha bar now.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. Looked after the guests. Food is always like key and priority, right?
Yeah.
You got to adapt to the matcha lovers.
Recently.
He came in.
The matcha wave. That's what really it is, man. Over.
Well.
What was your favorite part of the tea ceremony?
And just seeing everyone just enjoy the food. And obviously the pouring tea. Yeah, that obviously was the most important
the gold
part.
And the red pockets.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the red pockets. That's the favorite one.
That's why I want to do a tea ceremony.
Dude, it was so quick moving, that part.
The tea ceremony?
Yeah, like the pouring
the
tea.
Like,
yeah.
They just like pump it out.
It's funny. There's so many traditions that you actually have to take into account. Mm. Like, I thought you get on your knees for everyone, but you don't. Like, it depends
just
on
the
family. Just the grandparents?
Or just the grandparents?
Just
the grandparents
the parents?
And the parents, I think.
Okay.
You stand up.
Wait, so how do you know what the tradition is? Is there someone who's guiding you? Like, you have a...
It's funny because our parents didn't even know, too.
Mm. Like, my parents
it's their
don't
first
know
wedding.
Either.
Like, it's their first wedding since their own wedding, right?
Wow.
So, I'm the oldest. Like, Kelly's the first one to get married on her side. So, like, when you ask them, like, our parents, they're like, oh... I'll ask my parents. So then I have an older auntie that lives with us, and then she was providing most of, I guess, the advice.
There's always one, right? There's always one auntie or uncle
that upholds the tradition.
Yeah.
Did you get yours done by Next Chapter or someone else?
Yeah, Next Chapter.
Did they give you guidance or did they not really know?
They gave a bit of guidance, I think.
They just did the
setup. Yeah, because I remember asking, the main question for them was whether or not it was okay to just do the bride's side. Because they would have a bit more experience with like all the other people getting married in Sydney, you know, who are of this similar background, right?
Yep. Well, they're Chinese Cambodian as well.
They are. They're digital too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Narissa and Emily, shout out. Yeah, like we were asking them like how often it was that people just did like one side house, and they're like, actually pretty often these days. And also pretty often these days, like people don't do any houses at all. Like they'll just set up at the wedding venue to make it easier.
Oh, yeah.
Like set up in a separate room.
And then roll straight into the ceremony?
Yeah.
Sounds so stressful.
Yeah, but you know, for me, when I remember an Asian wedding.
It's always at a house.
Someone's bringing a crispy pork in, bro. He's
chopping
the crispy pork.
The whole pork.
Yeah, there's always one uncle chopping the crispy pork. And like, that's good memes. So
yeah.
I wanted to make sure like we have those good memes at our wedding too.
Yeah, nice.
So if we could make it work.
So then, were you guys stressed out through the whole wedding?
Get stressed a little bit?
No, on the day, I think I was okay. Yeah. I think I was pretty stressed, like planning.
Leading up to it?
Yeah. But on the day, I was just like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I think also what stressed me the most was the weather.
Mm.
On the day, it was like raining. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh.
No, it was okay. It was okay. But that was the week there was a cyclone in Queensland.
Oh, the one that took out the Gold Coast? Like
the whole
beach?
That one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So that whole week, I was like following the BOM, Bureau of Meteorology.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Bomb.
Yeah. And then every day I was like, torrential rain on Saturday, our wedding day. I'm like, come on, man.
Pull through.
Yeah.
But the ceremony wasn't outdoors. Was it outdoors?
It was outdoors.
Damn.
So we did our ceremony at Novella. On the park in Abbotsbury, I think it was.
Right.
Mm.
So it was actually like a really nice like Western Sydney parklands. It's a huge parklands. It's pretty much as green as you can get out in Western Sydney. But yeah, it's very pretty actually. The plan was to do our wedding ceremony outside. So it was in a venue which was attached to the park.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you're not actually having like an open parkland or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual place that you got married was outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And then between the reception and the ceremony area, there's like an indoor like undercover area, like a cola, and it was ugly, bro. Like,
so you didn't want that because
No. That was the backup option.
You didn't want that backup option.
No, because it's just like you have the light coming from one side and then dark coming from the other, and it was just going to be all shadowy. Like, knowing content, knowing photos and all that, it's just like, ugh. Like, it might not come out very well. Like, but at least we had a wet weather option, but we got that venue because it looked pretty, and we hoped, fingers crossed, so, that it wasn't
going to
rain.
Yeah, you didn't want the wet weather policy situation.
Yeah, it did sprinkle a little bit, but we were, like, awfully lucky.
I remember seeing the photos. The photos look fine.
Mm. I was the stressed out one when it came to the weather. Like, Kelly's like, why are you looking at the BOM so much?
I was the one that downloaded, like, three apps and, like...
Yeah. You were the one that downloaded it, but I was the one that was looking at it, like, every 10
minutes. She had the whole wedding to plan.
I had every single weather app open. And I was learning how to look at weather maps.
I thought you were just looking for one app. You're like, that one says sunny. Like, it's going to be all right.
Nah, nah. I was looking at how to read, you know, the...
Oh, the weather system, the radar.
Yeah, all that. So,
all the colors.
Yeah. There was a bit of a pattern every day. Like, we would wake up every day that week and it'd be raining. And then by the time it reached, like, afternoon, it wouldn't rain anymore. Yeah, so I was, like, hoping that would happen.
Yeah, and it did. Sounds like it.
We got really lucky with the weather, actually. So while we were traveling from the tea ceremony to the ceremony, it was raining.
Like, hammering down?
Enough to, like, bother. Like, you know, turn your windscreen wipers, like, this speed. Hope that makes sense. And then when we got to the ceremony, it was sprinkling a little bit. Just as our ceremony was about to begin, it stopped.
Wow.
Damn.
Right. 45 minutes was the actual ceremony, and then, like, an hour 15 was just mucking around, you know, eating and stuff. Yeah, we had pizza catered to the side as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. People were there for about half an hour after, and then for another half an hour, it started raining again. Ooh. So we lost about half an hour of the ceremony.
Right.
But people were, like, done anyway. They're like, you know.
Yeah, they were just hanging around, basically.
Yeah.
Did you get a celebrant that was, like, multilingual, or was it?
No. We just got one that spoke English.
Spoke English?
I think he was on, like, Married at First Sight or something.
Was he?
Yeah.
As a celebrant?
Yeah.
Oh. So, as a contestant.
Yeah. Like, when you go through the whole wedding process, you have to choose all your vendors. And we just wanted people that, you know, had a good vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm curious to know, like, how you guys make the decision. Because, like, some people, it's like, bride just decides and then groom has to, like, hack it. But then did you guys do it as a joint thing? Or was it, like...
Yeah. I feel like I found everyone and then he sort of helped with the final decision. Is that right? As in, like, I was like, I found this person. We're going to meet with them today. And he'd be like, yeah, cool. And then he'll be like, yeah, I like them or I don't like them. And I'm like, okay.
So you were cool if Kev was like, oh, well, yeah, let's go with this one. You'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kel's Instagram was just all straight wedding vendors for a bit.
Yeah.
You know, she had everyone. She's like, oh, I like this person. So the ones that we ended up talking to were the ones that Kel, like, you know, shortlisted anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think you were okay with anyone.
Well, you wouldn't have shortlisted her if you weren't
okay
with
so
it, right?
I liked them anyways. It's just him to make the final, okay.
Make the final call on everyone.
And that worked out really well, like, as a couple.
Speaking of vendors, how did you start the planning process? And, like, did you have recommendations from friends already? Ew, there's a bug in my drink.
I think I just started, when we got engaged, I started following people on Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I had people in mind, like, actually my first choice makeup and hair, like, they were both booked out. This is like a year and a half or 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you spoke about getting engaged, that everyone was, at that time, it was like peak wedding post-COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone was like backlogged.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a few first choices that I couldn't get, which is fine. And then Instagram, I think I just started looking at stuff.
The first we booked was Alex. Alex, the videographer.
Oh, yeah.
Alexander Lee.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Those photos and videos turned out so beautiful.
What a beast, bro.
He's so good,
What a beast.
Is he quick with turnaround as well?
The day after, we had...
Like a trailer video,
Wow, what a trailer, man.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it on Insta. It's crazy. God
really
damn.
Cool. I used to edit, like, long-form video, so I know, like, what amount of work goes in. Mm-hmm. What he's doing is not easy, man.
Mm.
Like, to have such good audio control, color grading, and make the whole thing flow so cohesively... So he had someone named Kat. Kat ended up, like, recording iPhone video for us.
Yeah.
So she had, like, her camera with, what do you call that thing?
Like, the tripod, like, attachment.
Yeah. And then she had the iPhone on top. And then, like, while she was recording her video, she was also recording iPhone video.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
And, so, like, she's doing all UGC content for you guys as well for your wedding?
Well, yeah. Like, you know, some people these days are getting, instead of videography, they're getting
social
media. What do you call it? Content creators.
Oh, cute.
Can I ask about, because you were trying to drop weight as well leading up to the wedding.
No, we've been trying to. But anyway.
Did he look skinny? I'm not skinny. No, you're
really good. Yeah, like, good. I think
I did drop weight. Yeah.
You did drop weight, man. Yeah, like, you could tell. Yeah. But yeah, was that?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge that, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro. Yeah. Appreciate you. Thank you. That's hard work, cuz.
He's work waiting for that question.
Thank you very much, man.
Do you get a lot of compliments about it, yo? You're looking slim, man.
My grandma called him handsome, and she never tried.
Yeah, yeah.
First time calling you.
First time calling me handsome. I was feeling some type of way, man. You know, I walked out of that.
Kelly, like, this
was
at her
grandma's place. Yeah, I'm like, did you hear that? She called me handsome. 2 months later, after the wedding, oh, you're fat again.
Like, after we came back from our honeymoon, she's like, oh, you're dark and fat.
I'll never get the answer. Compliment again, mate.
One and done.
Yeah.
Did you find it really hard to, like, drop weight and, like, try and get ready for the wedding?
I think the couple of months, well, at least the last couple of weeks before the wedding, I was just trying not to eat too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But you're working out as well?
Yeah. I've always exercised and I've always, like, played basketball and stuff. So it wasn't, like, anything different from the activity perspective. Yeah, yeah. It was just cutting BS from the diet, man. I'm big on chips, bro.
I'm like big on chips.
Nah, just potato chips,
okay.
Mate.
Mm. Like packet chips.
Mate, I could tell you all day, man. Red Rock, you know. Kettle the goat.
So it wasn't too bad.
Huh?
It wasn't too bad living up to it.
Yeah, it was just hard because, like, I work next to a Coles.
Oh.
And every day for my lunch break, I'll go for a walk. Oh, gosh, $3, mate. That packet doesn't last. That's my addictive bad habit.
Well, did you two have to do it together, or was it just mainly him that was trying to?
Oh, I was trying to lose weight, not significantly, just watching what I eat, and I think the stress also helped lose weight. Actually,
the dress fitting, right?
Yeah.
You were at the gym doing cardio a lot.
I was at the gym a lot more. Yeah, I was walking a lot more. That's how I find. Helps
she's doing, you know, the incline.
What is it, 12:30?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that, yeah. That actually helps a lot with losing weight.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I want to ask, how much did the wedding cost? Can we talk about the cost of everything?
I'll try to remember as much as I can.
That's right, we got Kelly here.
I think overall it was about 130. There were a few costs towards the end, like extra stuff. Like when it was raining, we wanted to put umbrellas up.
Yep.
And it cost, like, how much was it? It was like a few hundred. Oh, it's their own umbrellas, but they still charge us to, like, put
trust,
it up. Anyway, just random stuff like that towards the end.
I think it was 600, 500 just to push umbrellas up. Yeah. But the umbrellas look pretty, though. Like,
but you didn't get to take them home. It was just higher.
Yeah, actually, like when you have that landscape shot of the ceremony, it actually looks really nice. It had a really nice look to them. So.
You'd hope so for $600. Well, 135, and is that inclusive of everything? So, like, tea ceremony, wedding, reception, dress, fittings.
Yeah. I think that was close to the total. For context, we had 330-ish.
30 for reception. Yeah. But we cut our numbers for the ceremony, just close family and friends.
That's a lot of people for 135. I feel like it's pretty good ROI. Like, normally...
Okay. If you want to talk about, like, wedding venues, this is where it gets interesting, right? Because, like, a lot of people are like, oh, how much does a wedding venue cost these days? Let's talk about, like, Western venues. We'll call them Western venues. And we'll talk about Asian venues, right? So Asian venues are a lot cheaper.
Yep.
No, if we wanted to do a wedding in, like, Cabramatta, you could get per person seating at a reception for as little as maybe like 125, 130. If you wanted to go to the more like upscale Western venues, they're trying to charge probably like 180, 190. Sometimes.
Minimum.
Yeah, sometimes 200 per person.
Yeah.
And that's like three course meal stuff.
These days, I think it's even more. Like, average is like 250, 240, 250.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Western venues.
Yeah. And Asian catering. So if you wanted like Asian food.
If you want good food.
At a Western venue.
Oh.
Then you have to pay on top. Okay.
Wait, hang on. What do you mean?
What the fuck do you mean?
So how much would the catering cost and then how much you have to pay on top?
I think it was probably like 70 on top. Like, if you go to someone's wedding, your friend's wedding, right? They're at a Western venue and they have Asian catering. They're probably forking out like over 250 easy.
Damn.
Yeah. Per seat.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then you had it at
Highline reception.
Highline. Okay.
So Highline for us was a really nice medium of everything because we wanted a location that was easy to get to. We wanted a location that looked nice and we wanted good food.
Mm-hmm. I've heard they do good food.
Yeah, the food's good.
Good Asian food.
Yeah, the food's solid, man. And then if you go to the Western venues, they're expensive. The catering is probably going to get the aunties talking. Oh, no, that's not. You know, so it was good.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not cheap.
No.
But yeah, like, I didn't realize it was 250. Like, it goes up to...
Weddings are even more expensive these days. Like, I've got a few friends getting married soon and they're doing much smaller than you guys. But
I know that the cost is quite high.
200 something. Yeah.
Well, what, Davey's wedding was like 160 a few years ago and he went all
did
out.
Did he have Asian catering?
Nah, he had, it was like the hotel itself that did the plated wedding. Yeah. It was at the Hyatt Regency.
Mm. Yeah, which was fancy. Nice.
Yeah. They went pretty hard.
Yeah, they went all out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, it makes sense, like kind of the cost based on what your guys are saying, because you got married probably like a couple of years after they did.
Mm.
Right? Yeah.
And then there's like other things as well that you need to think about.
Like
alcohol,
what things. Else?
Oh, photo booth.
Lots of things. Yeah. You think about lots of things.
MC, you know, like everything.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Flowers are sliding. Yeah. That was the next most expensive thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I opted for real flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we spent about like 13K, yeah. I would say.
Oof. That's for
Was
both.
That for all?
Yeah, for ceremony and reception.
Yeah. But our stylists killed it. Like,
yeah, they looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I actually think 13K was pretty good for like the real flowers as well. Yeah, I think it's pretty reasonable.
It's such a big venue you would have had as well.
Yeah, she was awesome. She was so nice to work with. Yeah.
Did you guys keep any of the flowers after? Like do the press flowers or anything?
She left it.
No, we didn't.
She left the bouquet.
I accidentally left my bouquet.
Oh, no.
You were probably worried about other things or just enjoying yourself.
Yeah. But no, we didn't plan on pressing or anything anyways.
Did the guests take them home?
We paid for our floral stylist to come back to pick and take the flowers and make bouquets for people to take home.
Yes. Oh,
people
wow.
love that.
Cool.
Yeah, so we didn't have wedding favors, mm-hmm. you know, like the little gifts that you mm-hmm. sit down with.
Yep.
Like we wanted something like that to, you know, be a bit more memorable mm-hmm. for people.
That's 100%. That was really nice. Aunties loved it.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Classic. But there was a big line.
Yeah, there would be. Were there anything or any of the wedding things that came up during the planning that you were surprised by?
Like, there's a lot of, like, hidden costs.
Like your umbrellas.
Yeah.
There's just added cost to everything.
Yeah.
Just the wedding tax.
Like, for example, if we had confetti at our venue, like our reception venue, then there's a cleanup cost.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So we're like, okay, let's not do confetti.
Yeah.
You know,
We're
Chinese, so lion dancing isn't really a thing in Chinese weddings, but it is in like Vietnamese weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought lion dances were like a thing in Chinese weddings.
No, it's not a thing in Chinese weddings.
Well, I want a lion dance.
Apparently, like, the Chinese stance on it is that it wards off, like, bad spirits or bad juju and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you're not supposed to have bad juju at a wedding anyway.
Right.
Like, that's why the Chinese think that way. But Vietnamese think differently. Like, it's for a different reason. Like, it's more like a celebration.
Well, photos would be sick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So you didn't do a line dance?
No, we didn't do line dancing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we didn't do line dance. We save a bit more.
Yeah, true.
Are they expensive though, line dances? Like,
yeah, it was like 1.5, I think.
What?
Oh, wow.
Oh, for the both
for the performance,
tea
ceremony and wedding reception.
Oh no, just the reception.
Just the reception.
Yeah,
usually they just come for the reception.
1 to 1.5, I think.
Yeah. Any other major costs, or you guys were entertainment, DJ? Mainly DJ, right?
We had an acoustic duo.
Oh, yeah.
So for the ceremony and the reception.
Yeah. They were wonderful. Oh. They were
nice.
Yeah, they set the vibes.
So no hiccups. Nothing went wrong during the wedding. Nothing didn't go to plan.
Surprisingly, no.
Wow. It was good.
Yeah, very
smooth. Yeah. Sounds really smooth.
Except after the wedding.
Oh.
Tell us.
No.
Go on.
Nah, I was just...
Can't bring it up in the next one.
You know?
You chundered?
Yeah, I chundered.
Oh, man. You went hard.
Yeah.
After the speeches were done, you just went?
Yeah, after like 10 o'clock, everything, all the formalities were over.
You're like, fuck it, let's go. Right,
let's go, baby.
What time did you guys finish?
The reception ended at 11:30, but we had karaoke.
Nice.
I was booked afterwards for an hour. But Kev was gone. Like, he didn't really remember anything.
You don't remember at all?
After 10.
I just remember chundering.
Who was hitting up with the drinks? Everybody?
Everyone, yeah.
Because,
like, all right, we had 32 tables, I think. 32, 33 tables. And we had, if I'm not mistaken, like 36, 37 bottles of Henny.
Jeez.
The SOP. Yeah. Oh, this is a funny story. So, I caught up the week before.
Holy fuck.
The place where we were ordering the Henny from, right? And they're like, yeah, look, you know, we've run out of Hennessy. You know, they're not making it at the moment. And I'm like, what do you mean you run out of Hennessy? Bro, I got weddings this week, man. And he goes, that's the bad news. The good news is I have to give you something.
Yeah,
So I'm going to give you the Hennessy VSOP stock we have from like some Chinese celebration, like the red label, baby.
Oh, shit.
Bro, the red label, I've never seen it before, right? And it came like in this cool container. Chinese limited edition special lucky 888, you know
Whoa.
What I mean? So then what that gets thrown on the table.
Yeah.
And everyone. Then when people open it, like, oh, red Hennessy. All the aunties are like taking photos of it. Like, ooh, look at me. I'm like, yeah.
Well, this guy hit you up. He hooked you up hard.
Yeah. That's not bad news, but that's good news.
Yeah.
No, thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, so you're just doing shots at every single table then?
Yeah. Shout out Porter Liquor in Lansdale, man.
They hooked you up hard.
And then we had probably like 6 bottles, 7 bottles of tequila as well. And then we had 200 sojus.
God damn.
Did they all get finished?
Yeah. It was like 4 boxes of 50 sojus. The sojus got finished.
Fuck.
The sojus got finished.
Asians got finished. Are big drinkers at weddings, man.
Yeah.
You got 200.
Yeah. Wasn't it 200? It was 4 times 50, right?
I think it was 4 times 20.
Oh, maybe I'm overestimating. All right. It was 4 times something. It was a box.
Yeah.
It was a box.
It was 20. 25.
25? Yeah, you're right. Okay, 100 bottles of soju. Nice. 100 bottles of soju. It's not the best soju in the world, but whatever.
That's the job.
We're spending on the Henny and tequila. Like, pick your poison, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious about speeches, right? Well, actually, speeches for the ceremony first.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll ask Kelly. How was his speech?
Oh, he cried a lot. He was nice. His vows are really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aww.
That was a big old sook, man.
We need to show you guys our video, like, after him cry.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Was it even before she walked down the aisle, you were already like...
Yeah, there was a bit of sooking. Dude, they played the song. I'm like, shh.
Dude, it feels... What song did they play?
As soon as her bridesmaids started coming down, I started tearing a little bit. I take one glance at one of the bridesmaids and I'm like, come on, man.
It's good that you cried because, like, you know how it's like that thing where if the groom's not crying, I'm turning back around and walking back again.
That's what I said to him. I'm like, if you're not crying.
Yeah, I'm walking back.
It was so bad that when she came to the end of the aisle, I couldn't see her because of the tears.
The tears had been building up.
I could see her shape.
That's it.
Yeah.
And did then you cry?
Like, I think I teared up a bit, but I didn't cry. Like,
she was a heavy crying.
She's not a heavy cry, or she?
No, she's a mad heavy crier. But
I'm actually
in that
usually
moment.
Cry. I've only seen him cry once in our 10-year relationship. Wow. And then I usually cry.
Hang on. What was the last time then? Huh? What was the other time that he was crying?
You didn't see me cry last time. I told you about it.
Oh yeah, he told me to cry when he was in uni.
First time you witnessed him cry.
I got told off by my professor at uni. And I failed for the first time in my life.
That was the only time.
That would have fucked you up, eh?
Never failed before, man. She told me off and I'm like, oh.
Nah, that's going to hurt though. That hurts. When a professor tells you off.
Anyway, I came home and I told Kel and she's like, you cried?
Hey, you make me sound bad. Yeah, but he's not a crier, so... On the day, he cried so much. Whereas I'm a crier. Like, I cry over everything. But I think on the day, I was just too happy. I don't know, nervous, maybe.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. But then afterwards, he was like, why didn't you cry?
Oh, she did. Like, she teared a little bit, but not crazy.
Like you.
Yeah, but she shouldn't because she had all his makeup and stuff.
Yeah, it would have been expensive to cry off.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have a first look or anything. So I think that's why he was probably so emotional because that was the first time he saw me.
Yeah.
Speaking of dress, how long did it take you to choose one or did you already have an idea?
I didn't really have an idea. Like, I think I went in sort of thinking, I just want something more simple, which I did go with. And it was actually, like, one of the first ones I tried on. I was like, I actually really like this one. But I still kept trying. Mm-hmm. But I ended up just choosing, like, one of the first ones. Yeah. Aww.
Where did you get it from?
It's called Love Marie Bridal Boutique. Mm-hmm. It's in Camden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend.
Her dress was very pretty.
Mm.
You had
look good in the photos, yeah.
What do you call it? Attached from the
back?
Yeah,
so you had, like, a train attachment. So I could just take it off.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And then did you just wear that for the reception, like the shorter
one? Yeah. So like when it was our first dance, I just took it off. Mm. I didn't have an extra dress because I couldn't be bothered. Yeah. So I just took it off. And
that's
fine. I thought it was cool. Yeah. It was so functional, man.
Yeah.
You're admiring the functionality of it.
Yeah.
How much was your dress?
5,000, I would say. Yeah, 5,000.
I was going to say, how much is your suit?
My suit was like 1 grand.
Oh, damn. Yeah, decent. Yeah, that's
about
right.
It was
right
funny,
suits,
though. Like, we hadn't looked for suits yet. I actually left it like to the last 3 months or something like that, which you should because like your body changes and stuff.
Yep.
And then our friends got married. The suits that they were wearing were sort of similar to what we had in mind. Mm-hmm. So then I asked Joe, I was like, how much did suits cost? And she goes, oh yeah, they were about like less than 1,000. And everyone was quoting like 1.5, two grand, like 2 grand for suits. Yeah, that's like expensive. A lot, you know? And then they got it for like, I think 850, 900. Around 1 grand.
That's really cheap. It's
affordable. Yeah. Like, so he did the negotiating stuff because, you know, you pay the ash case, you know, like, you pay the ash case. Let's see what happens, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. And this was tailored as well?
Ah, yeah, tailored. There's a lot you learn about suits, right? Like when you're going on the suit shopping, like there's different types of like tailoring. The place said it was bespoke, but I don't think for the price it was bespoke.
Oh.
There's no way.
It doesn't sound like it for that price. Yeah. Man. It's very labor intensive. You usually have to do like two or three fittings.
Like all the other bespoke suits, like they were on like $2,500-$3,000, man.
Yeah.
You know, like someone in Australia doing it by hand and hand sewing and stuff. There's no way they're doing it for that price. No way.
That's fucked.
You know, for the value.
A lot of people send it overseas and bring it back.
Yeah. So I think it was like semi-bespoke.
Yeah, wow.
What else you want to ask? Because I want to ask about honeymoon.
I know you want to ask about honeymoon. Yeah. I think that's it. Unless there's anything else you have to share.
No. Not really.
Sound like it went well. Like everything was
constant. Nothing went badly. Yeah. Other than the weather. But other than that. Well, it actually turned out okay. So I think I was quite stressed throughout. Like,
Which is fair enough.
Beginning, I think I was worrying about little things.
Yeah.
So when I look back now, I'm just like, I just wouldn't worry about the small things because they really don't matter. As long as you're marrying the person you want to marry. But then also like on the day as well, everything goes by so quickly. Yeah. So I would just...
It's so quick.
Like just soak it in.
Yeah. Like to all the brides and grooms out there, try to slow down on your wedding day and really enjoy and look around because like, everything just comes at you like really, really quickly, you know, and it is the fastest and one of the most fun days of your life. Yeah.
Cute.
Other than that, yeah, we had a great day.
Yeah.
The best day ever.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So then, but I remember honeymoon wasn't like right after.
No,
was it?
No.
Yeah. Like you guys went back to work and then...
went back to work like...
the next day.
after you chundered, you went straight back to work.
Yeah. No, not the next day, the day after. Yeah.
Wow. Kev went straight to work. I had like a week off.
Oh, nice.
You would have needed it. Yeah. Well, I had family from overseas. So, and then Kev had family from Singapore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Just spent time with them. So we're quite busy after the wedding. Yeah. So we decided to do our honeymoon like, and we didn't have like save up money, of course, and then our leave. So we only went recently, actually, like a couple months after our honeymoon.
Well, that's the thing though. Like a lot of people come from overseas to come and visit you.
Celebrate.
Like obviously before the wedding, you don't have time to spend with other people. Yeah. If you leave straight away, then you're not
that's true.
Seeing them. So you're only seeing them like a glimpse on the wedding day and you leave them for your family.
So you have family from Singapore. Anyone from Cambodia and stuff as well? Or?
Yeah. I had some Cambodian family.
Well, it explains the 330 then because you had heaps from overseas as well, right?
Yeah, it was really fun.
So then how big was the gap between wedding and honeymoon?
Honeymoon was July. And wedding was March.
Wedding was March. So it was like four months.
Yeah, 4 months.
4 months after.
Mm.
That's not too bad, I guess. Yeah. Like some people have like a 1 year gap between like.
1 year's too long, man. Yeah. You'd be sitting there for 1 year like, hey, man.
Do we go?
Yeah.
So where'd you guys go?
Yeah. So we went to France, Belgium, Greece and Italy.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it was a 4 week trip. It was mostly Italy actually. Yeah. Bloody, I'm still like not finished sharing my stories, man. I'm so bad. Like when you're there, you just don't want to post, man. Like,
yeah.
You just want to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we did a day in like Doha.
Oh, Qatar. Flying back?
What the heck?
What a desert, man.
Like, was it?
Were you there during heat waves and stuff?
Yeah, dude. We walked out. It was like 42 degrees, but Kelly's weather app said it was like...
It feels like 50 because of the humidity.
Holy shit.
Let me tell you, man. I walked out. I had sunnies on, yeah? Sunglasses fogged up immediately. Oh. Like I walked into a sauna. I'm like... What's this?
Far out.
Right? And then I pulled out my camera to take a photo. Camera lens.
Falls
out.
Like,
can't do anything. And then favorite place?
Ooh.
Everyone always asks this, but I'm like, I can't choose one because I love it all. Top three.
Or top three moments. From each, you can also share.
Top three moments and the top three food places. And then this guy will have a hard time choosing.
Oh. Moments. Maybe Santorini was really nice.
Yeah.
Also because it was really hot. I think we enjoyed like the water, like the coastal area. So Santorini for me and then Amalfi Coast, Sorrento, where we're near the
you
water.
You loved Sorrento.
Yeah, it was just really chill.
Yeah.
Is that because of the vibes? Like it's just because it's like a cliff and it's like all
It's just nice. You need water.
It feels like an Italian Disneyland.
Oh, really?
It does.
Disneyland? Why Disneyland?
Because it just feels unreal. Like all the buildings.
Yeah. It's definitely a touristy area. Like... A tourist location.
Mm-hmm. And third one?
Then I liked Paris. Yeah. That was our first stop. Yeah. He has family in Paris too. So we met up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Family everywhere, man.
Shout out to Vincent and Alexander.
Yeah, Vincent.
Man. Yeah, those are my cousins, bro. That's my cousins, man.
How's your French?
Straight culture shock, mate.
What, Asian speaking French?
Yeah, they're like
French
accents. They grew up there. Yeah. I'm calling them Vince and Alex, and they're like, nah, it's Alexander.
Alexander.
Bro, they're so cool, man. My cousins are so cool. Yeah. And my auntie is so different to my aunties and uncles here. Like, my aunties and uncles here are very, like, I like Asian food and that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really down to try other things. Whereas, like, over there, we're eating, like, Tunisian food, like, Middle Eastern food.
They're really open-minded about the whole food.
Yeah. And I was like, auntie, have you eaten this before?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, like, in terms of top food city out of the ones that you guys went to.
I feel like Greece had really nice food. Do you agree?
Greek food's solid.
French food is okay. Like, I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
Is that because it's too rich?
Yeah. I think it's a bit too rich for me. Yeah. Too heavy. And I feel like a lot of the stuff is like more dining. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really...
No casual food.
The cuisine is very similar to like Sydney, like what Sydney tries to do in terms of dining.
tries to do.
That's real though.
Well, yeah. Like when you go to dining restaurants, it's
sashimi, tuna crudo and stuff.
You know, like that stuff. And then tartare and steak. Yeah.
All the same shit.
It's very similar, man. Yeah, it's very similar.
I really enjoy the pasta in Italy.
Yum.
Pizza was, I feel like it's similar to here. Like, pizza's I don't good. Know why. Your pizza's good here, but it's like, Kev's more of a pizza guy. I'm a pasta girl. I feel like the pasta was really
like
good.
Like really different, would you say? Or just like, they just do it better?
I think they just do it better.
Yum.
Yeah. The pastas there, I would say, are actually next level.
Mm. Yeah?
Like, they are a step on top, man. Like, it must be the flour they use or something.
I've heard that the flour is like quite different there and like the pasta is quite different.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know people who are gluten-free and can eat gluten.
If I usually buy pasta, I buy like stuff that's from Italy and I'm
because you don't get a reaction.
Yeah, but if I have like the supermarket normal stuff, it fucks my stomach up a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe it's psychological. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, but what about you? Ooh. Top three cities, and then I ask you top three dishes.
I'll tell you what, like there were some cities where I actually put like the camera down and we're just enjoying because that was like the honeymoon shouldn't be all about like food content and stuff. Yeah. So
yeah, you were there for the honeymoon,
you're city
right?
Food boy,
yeah.
Man, not world food boy.
Yeah. Naples. Naples is probably my favorite.
Naples?
Yeah. Food city.
Okay.
Character, man. Like it's a great vibe.
I've heard mixed things about Naples, right? Like some people just like, oh, you know, like the rubbish like being thrown around everywhere. Mm. It smells. It's
definitely dirtier than your other places in Italy.
Yeah. But it depends on where you walk. Mm-hmm. Inside Naples, like some places you go is just a city, like it's just where people live, you know. And then there are some where like the rubbish is just piled up outside of the bin and it's just like on the floor as well because there's so many people.
Yeah,
like even in Paris, people were saying that Paris is very dirty.
That's what I heard too, was it not?
No,
is
really.
That because you came off the back of the
well, that's what people were saying,
the
like
Olympics, because they would have kept put up it a really story.
I put up a story saying, like, Paris is fine. And I had all these people messaging me, no, it's dirty. It smells like dog piss, you know? Like, people leaving their dog shit everywhere. I'm like, nah.
I think it depends where you stay, right? Like, in which neighborhood and which area you are in as well.
Well, yeah.
I feel like every city has something.
Yeah, it's not a Paris unique thing, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Bro, New York's exactly the same.
Yeah, I was going to say New York is grungy as hell.
Yeah. Paris reminds me of New York.
Oh,
Paris reminds me of New York.
Just with a French accent.
Yeah. Like,
so Naples and then the other two?
Naples is probably my favorite city for like food and exploring. And Santorini, like the food was really good too.
Yeah. Oh, food was good in Santorini as well. Even though it was touristy, it was
good. No, food was good. But we tried not to go to the overly touristy spots. It was mostly Euros, man.
You just eating Euros.
Euros. Yeah. We had like 70 Euros. It's like 5 euros at least.
I see a pattern here. If you like something, he really likes it.
Oh, yeah, because like, it's funny because Santorini it caters to everyone-ish. You know, it caters to the people that have a lot of money and they want to spend and sit, you know, watching the sunset on the caldera every day. And there's, you know, other places to eat that, you know, don't have nice views and aren't as expensive. Yeah, so you know, we were eating at the less expensive. Like one night, it's really, really fun. You know, we loved our Euros, right? So I just ordered this huge Euros takeaway pack. It's huge,
you like,
man.
Yeah, Euros is nice. Just, but he's not that nice. He just makes me eat too much of everything, you know, that I get sick of it. Like pizza, Euros, everything.
So then if we say Greece, Naples, and then third one. What do you think of Antwerp?
didn't really get to eat around.
Thailand, right? You didn't really explore much.
Yeah, we only got to eat out once, and it was like a French taco.
Oh,
okay,
bro. Have you tried a French taco?
No.
What is that?
My goodness, man! This thing is the biggest hangover like food I've ever seen eaten in my entire life. It's so
what is it?
Heavy. It's more like a burrito. It's not really a taco. All right. So mine had like almost like popcorn chicken bits.
Ooh, yum!
Right.
Yeah.
And a hot sauce.
Oof.
And melted mozzarella cheese.
Far.
And everything, like every vegetable topping that you'll get on a Supreme pizza, like all of that stuck in one.
So it's pizza again, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, no. More cheese. I take one bite. I'm like, oh, this thing's heavy, man. This thing's heavy as.
That was is after Tomorrowland that you had it?
No, this is before. This is before. But it was so big. It was so big that I took half away. And then the night after Tomorrowland, no, the night of Tomorrowland when we got home.
Oh, you ate it?
You finished it?
That
would have hit different.
I pan-fried that bad boy, bro. Wow. Like, yeah, it was great.
Oh, but the food at Tomorrowland was really good.
Oh, was it?
I heard the same thing. I heard food at Tomorrowland is actually solid.
It is good. It is good, yeah.
So then this dish highlights like throughout, I mean, food highlights throughout the trip. Yeah. You go, yeah, if I get you to do like a top three or a top five, you're like, man, would travel just for that again.
Seafood pasta in Sorrento.
That would have been fucking
seafood
lit.
Pasta in
like
Sorrento.
Every seafood pasta we ate,
yeah,
was just like, oh my gosh! Like
I
this,
love
this
seafood
is,
pasta,
yeah,
man.
This is what seafood
this is like
pasta
the
should be
with the olive oil.
But yeah. I'm gonna show you some photos later.
Yeah,
the mouth just went like
yum,
like it was wow, man.
Right, it's a seafood pasta.
The pasta was so bitey, like al dente.
Yeah,
made different.
Okay,
know? Like there's this thing, right? Like the first time I ate ramen before I went to Japan, I didn't like ramen. I didn't like ramen in Sydney.
So was that the same with seafood pasta? You didn't really like it in Sydney? You're like, whatever.
I like seafood pasta, but like I didn't really like mad al dente pasta.
Mm.
Until I tried al dente pasta.
True al dente pasta.
And I'm like, oh.
This is where it's at.
Yeah. And like every single pasta restaurant made it the same way, you know? And
so it's consistent.
Yeah, it's consistent. It doesn't matter where you go. Like it's always the same level of al dente.
Okay.
Superb, man.
What else?
The pizza from this place called Sabio.
This is in Naples?
This is in Naples, yeah. It was fiori latte. Cheese.
What's fiori latte?
That would have fucked you
cheese.
Up.
Cheese. Bro, like, I don't care, man. Lactose intolerant or not. Give me that. Mortadella.
Oh!
Right?
Yeah.
And a pistachio cream pesto.
Oh, my God.
It gets, like, drizzled on top.
I get it.
I'm salivating, man.
Yeah, because, like, look, you know, when you go to Naples, everyone's like, you have to try the classics, which is margarita and marinara, right? Like, those two pizzas. I was like, yeah, it's great. You know, delicious. The tomato is definitely,
fresh.
Like, yeah, a step above. But, man, when I tried that pistachio pesto, I'm like, what is this, man? I've never tried this before, right?
It's not a classic.
Huh?
It's not a classic.
I don't know. It's a classic for me now, man. My gosh. Yeah. Yeah, so that was probably definitely a highlight.
Nice.
What's one of yours?
Oh, my lasagna.
Oh,
ooh.
Lasagna.
Oh, I remember that in Florence. That was the best lasagna ever.
Yeah.
Are you a lasagna
I would go
person,
back.
Though?
Oh, I love lasagna.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. But that was so good, right, Kev?
Yeah, outside of seafood pastas, no pasta actually beat that spot. It was like the first night we landed in Florence.
And it was like just a random one, like close to our hotel. We're like, let's just
local
go here.
Ones.
Yeah.
We did have some pastas in Italy where it was a bit too heavy though.
Yeah.
Like there were definitely not
Rome.
Great ones.
That's Rome.
Yeah, Rome.
Oh, I saw the story that you posted.
Bro, it was heavy, man.
You couldn't finish it, right?
It's heavy.
It's too much.
Heavy with what? Like cheese? And
it's heavy.
Heavy cream? Like, I don't know, like. Just
rich.
Like you
rich.
Couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
Lots of oil.
There was
like cooked
lots
through.
Of guanciale like that.
Whoa.
Big.
That would have been, yeah, the flavors aren't balanced kind of thing.
Heavy, heavy.
Oh, so it sounds like Italy's like mainly the food highlights.
Yeah, but then also at the same time it got repetitive. Like because it doesn't really
foods.
Have much like pizza and pasta.
Did you miss Asian food?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a night where we had sushi in Sorrento. That was the
was
best.
Sorrento.
Yeah, yeah, we got to Sorrento. It was your birthday.
Like we both had our birthdays during the holiday as well.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, my birthday, I want to eat. Because I love sushi. It's my favorite thing. And then over there, they had like all you can eat sushi. Ooh. And it was really worth it because it was like sashimi and
raw
fish. Also, it was good.
Yeah.
Like, it was good
this
sushi.
Sushi restaurant, all you can eat is the goat of all you can eat.
How much was it?
Called? I have never seen value like this in my entire life, man. Every table around us, they ordered like one plate of sushi and the rest was just fried food.
Oh. Right. Oh, they don't know how to eat.
They're Italians, man.
Yeah,
they're like the frit, you know?
Yeah.
They're like the spring roll frit. They're like the gyoza frites. Like, that's what they call it, right? So they're like the fried food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This price 100% was for that.
Right? Oh.
The, and then you came and along.
Yeah, you guys walked in.
Yeah, yeah. I think
they asked us where we were from. We're from Australia, baby.
And they were like sweating in the kitchen.
Tomorrow's the sign, no Australians.
Yeah. We were like, is there a time limit? They're like, no. No time limit. You were like, what?
Yeah, no time limit.
Clearly haven't met Asians, eh?
Is that the only Asian food you ate?
I had pho in Paris.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Pho was good in Paris?
Yeah, I took my cousin, my auntie's rec.
Nice.
They went with us that day, but just ventured out just to have a try. Because you have to.
Yeah.
You know, you have to try it at least once. Yeah. Comfort good, food. Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, because I was talking to Peter, as in Peter Fan, who works for Vin. And he moved to Adelaide. And
yeah, we were still giving him shit about like, aren't you going to miss legit all of the Viet food?
Yeah, I asked him. I said, oh, so did you, he said, oh, we went to like this pho place that Vin recommended. It's his second favorite place. And I was like, was it good? And he's like, no, not really.
You just have it too good in Sydney, man. Sydney's like, too good, Sydney's man, just so food. Good. Plus, he was from the West as well. So he had access to all the good food.
He knows as well. So anyway. So it sounds like France has better pho than Adelaide.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole community there.
Yeah, it's all the Viets.
Yeah, all the Viets are over there as well.
Like, when you go to the Chinatown, it's also a Vietnam town.
Vietnam.
Yeah, they came together, essentially. Like, the Chinese people that made up Paris community were the Vietnamese Chinese, I think. Oh. A lot of them, anyway.
Yeah. Where is it, like, in the like middle of the city? Or, like, are they sort of more in the suburbs or, like, the outskirts?
Paris is funny because there's, like, the river, the Seine. And then there's all these like areas, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right?
Yeah.
And I think it was 12, which was down here. But fun place to visit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kev loves going to like every city we visit. If there's a Chinatown, he loves to visit it.
Check it out.
It's like going, sorry, I was going to say, it's like going grocery shopping whenever you go overseas. Like, it's always cool to check out the grocery stores.
The thing that was really fun for me in Paris was that the community was actually digital.
Oh.
So that was...
So you could speak to him? And
I was having a conversation with the auntie and uncle next to us. And they're like, where are you from? We're from Australia.
Small world.
Visiting my auntie. Yeah, and then, you know, we go to the local grocer and there's like four teacher aunties fighting over durian and stuff.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, this
feels
is
like
it,
home.
Man. Yeah. Like, it's fun because it's like you find places that feel like home away from home.
Yeah. I remember going to the Chinatown in Budapest. And it was like not in the middle of Budapest. You had to like catch like a train out like 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said there was only like 2,000 Chinese in all of Budapest. And it literally looks like an industrial park.
Wow.
Like it looks like Wetherill, basically. Like Wetherill Park.
Really?
Whereas, yeah, it's just industrial. And then they had like 5 or 6 Chinese restaurants just to serve the 2,000 Chinese.
Wow.
Wow. There was no outsiders, no foreigners. That's at crazy. All. You walk inside, everyone's speaking Mandarin.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the trippiest thing. Yeah. And it's so like, weird. It looks like Europe, but... It's got the Hungarian language, but then the Chinese.
Whoa.
It's super cool, man.
It's so cool, man, to see people like...
Yeah.
Because we think of them like here and just like, you know, it full-blown looks like here. But over there, it actually looks really different.
Yeah. Like, interesting. Same thing in Paris. Like, they really tripped out. They were switching from Tejo to like, bonjour, s'il vous plaît. Like, my gosh, man. My
That's
gosh.
So weird.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah.
Did you pick up French along the way?
Ah, man. It's hard.
You take Ashke?
Yeah.
Speak more Pig Latin than French.
I got a few question submissions for you.
Okay. Fun.
So, let me pull it up. Play some elevator music in the background.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. Who is Kevin's favorite content creator's husband?
Kevin's favorite?
Huh?
So think of a content creator that you know.
Okay.
Their husband.
So specific.
Yeah.
Oh, I already know who submitted this question.
Think.
Who asked this?
I'm not going to tell you. Huh? That'll give it away.
My favorite content creator's husband.
Think of a content creator you know who has a husband.
Clearly doesn't have a favorite.
Well, awkward for you, Carlos.
Oh, like you know. No.
Sorry, Steph.
Look, Steph and Carlos, right?
Come as a package.
They come as a package. That's
so. Steph is the husband too.
Yeah, no. As in, like, I think of them as a couple.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not that Steph's my favorite content creator. It's that I love them both.
Good justification.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't
good
think
save,
that way.
Man.
Yeah. Good save.
Because I'm like. Do I have any straight like female content creator favorites. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, like, everyone's a lesbian. Like, is that yeah. why?
Like, they come together. To,
yeah, yeah. Like, that's how I see it
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Carlos.
Last one is, if he could change his handle, what would it be?
Oh. Food boy Kevy.
Food boy Kevy?
Food boy Sydney.
No, he doesn't want the Sydney. Yeah. That's the whole point, right?
Yeah, I'll probably switch it to Food Boy Kev or something.
Nice.
Yeah. Something that still rolls off the tongue. Mm. But it's not like Sydney locale.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do think people probably want a little bit more Sydney from me.
Mm.
But it's just that in the last like one and a half years, I've been saving all my money to go eat overseas. And like, if I'm not doing it now, then when, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a progression of things. Like, I've always loved Sydney. I've always loved eating around and like exploring communities here mm-hmm. in Sydney, eating the food here.
Yep.
But when you're actually going overseas, as much as I've wanted to,
mm-hmm.
And as much as we've been like lucky to do over the past year with our honeymoon and stuff, it's really fun like trying food outside and then relating it to how good we actually have in yeah. Sydney as well.
True.
You know, 100%. Like we actually have really good food in Sydney.
We're so multicultural.
100%.
You can just go anywhere and you can yeah. get anything.
Yeah. And it's something to be so grateful for.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want to be Sydney or anything like that. Like, that's not the thing. It's just more that this past year, I've just eaten more of the new foods outside of Sydney,
mm-hmm.
like explored new stuff outside of Sydney. And then spent more of my time in Sydney going back to old foods,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Like, oh, more of the same. Yeah, yeah, new places.
Yeah. Because like for the first couple of years of my content creation journey, it's been like, oh, I want to try new food.
Yeah.
And then I stopped going to a lot of old childhood favorites and stuff.
Just because you wanted to try new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah. So like this year has been more about like bringing it back to old childhood favorites and locals and comfort. Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like getting a chance to eat out there. Because you like... I'm not eating out 7 days a week.
Mm.
And I don't try to live a life that is not true
mm-hmm.
to what we do. Like, I eat out maybe 2-3 times, 4 mm-hmm. times a week, maybe. Mm. So,
cost of living, man.
Yeah. So, expensive. That's true for everyone. Mm. You know, I just eat around same as everyone else does, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Most of those places are going to be local
mm-hmm.
as well. So, those are the places I've been sort of coming in with. And then all the new stuff that I've tried outside of the local stuff, a lot of the bulk of the content that I haven't created yet, but is on my phone, ready to be created, is actually overseas stuff. And dude, I'm just so confused with, like how to put it out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because yeah, I don't want people like, who the fuck is this guy, bro?
Yeah,
Sydney, Mr. Dude, Worldwide, right?
I reckon everyone will appreciate the content. Like, they'll be able to see like a different insight and different perspective as well.
It's live actually life really fun. It's really fun, like going overseas, trying new food, and being like, you know what? I've had food like this in Sydney.
You relate it back to Sydney.
Yeah, basically. Like the nuances, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes you eat one dish and you're like, dude, there's something like this in Sydney. Yeah. And Sydney might have twisted it a little bit to cater for the local, but it's definitely, you can see the inspiration there. And it's mm-hmm. so interesting.
Mm.
It's so interesting to see it like that. So, yeah. So that's been really fun.
Nice, man. Well,
wholesome. Knowing that Sydney Food Boy is your husband, what's like the coolest and or weirdest experiences you've had?
I feel like we grew up together. So it's still weird that like people like are actually like, oh my God, it's Sydney Food Boy when we go out. It's actually
like,
crazy.
Yeah, it's just Kev.
So I'm just like, yeah, it's just Kev. Like why are you so excited? But in saying that, I've seen how hard he's worked and everything. So he really deserves it. I think there was this one. I always remember this story where...
I know which story she's going to tell.
Some guy came up to me and was like, oh my God, you're Sydney Food Boy, and then shook his hand and then walked out afterwards and looked at his hand.
Oh my God!
What the fuck? Starstruck.
Probably didn't wash his hands for like a month.
That's cute as though.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that? What?
That's so weird.
I love it, man. That was funny. Wow. What a guy, bro.
Well, do you really go out together to do food visits or anything?
Yeah, we do. Like every Saturday.
She's my hand, man.
Yeah, like, I'm his hand model.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've had so many cool experiences, like, through Sydney Food Boy. Like, we've traveled because of Sydney Food Boy. Like, we went to
Japan,
and went to Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so, so grateful for that. Like, yeah. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. That's been cool, dog.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool, man.
That's cool shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he does work very hard. Like, he obviously still does his full-time job. Yep. So every night he's always, you know, even before coming here, he was like working on a video before coming.
It's actually, I don't know how you do it, man. It's been more hard to balance this year. Like this past year, year and a half, more than anything.
I mean, you literally like got married. You went overseas. Yeah. You bought a house. Well, like,
but I mean, that aside, like, I mean, is it, has anything else changed? Has it just been like one of the things? Because you've just been doing it for longer.
You know, you would think that the more you do it, the better you get at it. But it's not true. Like,
the harder it gets?
I feel like there's always so much to keep up with. Like, you know.
Things changing.
Yeah, dude. The amount of effort that you have to put into posts these days is a lot more than before.
Yeah.
It's actually stressed me out a little bit because I used to take maybe an hour and a half to make a post, put it live. And now it'll take like 3.5 hours, you know.
Just because it's necessary? Because that's the quality that's being put out there as well?
I think I put it on for myself because that's a style of video that I create.
You want to create that kind of video,
basically. Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, there's so many thoughts that you have as a content creator, right? Like, oh, is this going to do well? Like, is this going to resonate with a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if people want to see very put together videos anymore as much as they want to see, like, a couple videos chucked together. POV. Like,
yeah. Trending music and shit.
Yeah, because both do well. Both do well, right?
Like, or it's what's that, like, you know that thing where it's like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know the influencer, like, sound?
Have you heard it? Oh, yes. There's always one track that everyone uses.
Da-na-na-na. I know you're talking about. Yeah, yeah,
come with me to blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I didn't want to... I just kept this for such a while, and I just thought I'd let everyone know.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
This is the most underrated place.
I don't get why. Okay, no hate on people who
hates.
No hate on people who like actually use that tone when they talk.
Mm.
But it's full brain rot when you go.
Yeah, it is.
Like next video. It's the same like style of talking.
100%. I swipe away. Like, I'm like, oh, it's another one. And you don't even like. I think the main thing is like you don't even know if they're speaking the truth or if they just want to do it for the views.
Yeah, like actually though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's how I feel.
Anyway. I don't know where the inspiration for that style of talking came from.
I think it went viral, and then everyone started copying it because they're not as original. So like, the only style you can have is like that.
Yeah.
Fucking everything is gay kept. I'm un-gay kept this one. This is the best place in Sydney.
Yeah, yeah. I had to not use gatekeep. I had to not use hidden gem.
Yeah.
But I can't use hidden gem anymore. I've used it once or twice before, but now it's just
actual,
like,
actual hidden gems.
Yeah, like actual like fun hidden gems. Yeah.
People throwing like hidden gems to like Toddy's or Hubert or something.
Come on, man.
Number one restaurant in Sydney, hidden gem.
I can't use that anymore. Like, there's a lot of words I can't use. Yeah.
What's long term plan for you though? What are you gonna do now? Like, you're like, wedding's done, honeymoon's done, house is done.
Hopefully have a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then career-wise, like, what are you just going to keep doing what you're doing, like, at the pace you're going at, or what's the plan for you?
It's always in flux, man. Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think the goal is to just continue creating content for as long as I can.
That's because you enjoy, obviously, food itself, right? Yeah. So it's like...
It doesn't get boring.
Content is the bonus.
Like, Kel asked me the other day, or she was wondering, she's like, oh, you know, what would I do if I didn't have my content to create every day?
Mm.
Right? I'm like, I don't know.
He would be bored. Like, Kev's the type of person that can't sit still.
Yeah, it's not. You can't just do your job and then come home and like.
Whereas I'm the opposite. I can just chill at home. But he's like, what's every next? Day needs to do something, 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 something. So this keeps him busy, so he doesn't annoy me.
Yeah.
So you get your peace and quiet.
Yeah, I get my peace and quiet.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Are you gonna be back on YouTube, or is that still a rest?
That's always been a plan.
Mm.
But it's like, when can I make that plan happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got videos recorded, man.
Oh, you gotta still record like
yeah,
the backlog.
Yeah, I've got long form like raw content from Hong Kong.
Oh wow!
From Paris, from Italy. It's just sitting in an SD card, dude.
You gotta find the time for it, basically.
Yeah,
someone to do it.
The problem with working full time in what I do is like I only have 2 days off a week, and one day is a shared day with Kel.
Mm.
So that's our Saturday, like today, right?
Yep.
So like, I'm not gonna go out recording on our only free day.
Mm-hmm.
That's our husband wife day, you know.
Thanks for spending it with us.
Yeah.
I mean, we still do go to make video. Like,
but it's not the priority, right?
Yeah.
Like, to go out and eat somewhere and just like take a few quick snaps on your phone is very different from trying to vlog.
Trying to create a content end to end.
Yeah. Somehow I was able to do it without ruining our honeymoon. Like overseas.
At times I was like, I'm hungry.
Can we eat yet?
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for spending your husband and wife time
with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for sharing all the details around your wedding. Yeah. You might have to check your contracts, though, before
we share anything. Yeah, yeah. For those who don't actually know you, where can they find you?
Sydney Food Boy on Instagram and TikTok hardly these days.
And YouTube, maybe YouTube a little bit. Yeah.
I'm on the social media as much as I can be. You know, I try my best, still working full time. But
cool, man. Thanks for spending your time. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You guys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening, and shout out to Kev and Kel for being so open with us. Drop us a follow on all socials and let us know what you want to hear more of. See you guys soon.